All right, so how did you get involved in the professional wrestling industry?
Well, the way I got started out was I was just a huge fan. I actually have a band of my own. We're called the Kings of the Ring. We're a cover band. All we do is cover entrance themes for the wrestlers. And after doing that for about 2 or 3 years, which I still do, it just got to the point where some of my buddies are like, hey, man, you should actually get in a ring and do something. So I was like, you know what? Let's look at where I can go. You know, quick Google search. I saw Seth Rollins has a school now, and I applied there, and they got back to me right away. And, of course, I told them, yes, I'd be there. And I went there, and I trained. I got my ass kicked for 3 months, and I'm ready to go kick someone else's ass now, finally.
How much interaction did you have with the former WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
I was there at a unique time. I started training while he was still injured. He was there every class up until he got his return, and we practiced on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and once he returned, he only missed Tuesdays. And then that was it. He was there all the time, and he was right there with us. He was in the ring with us. He was doing everything with us.
Awesome. So, from the pictures of you, I mean, you look like somebody from, like, Sons of Anarchy. You look like this really big, like, biker dude. If you don't mind sharing with us, like, your vitals, like, how tall are you? How much do you weigh?
I am 5'10", and I'm 225 pounds.
Awesome.
I'm a pretty big dude.
Yeah, you got, like, that kind of, like, Taz build going on. Like,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I like, yeah. So, big strong man, I can pick people up, I can throw myself around if I need to.
Awesome. Alright, so who are some guys that you look up to in the ring, or some guys that you kind of emulate?
As far as looking up to, I definitely am a big fan of the Ayatollah of rock and roll himself, Chris Jericho. Took a lot of inspiration from him, and also early young Scott Steiner. I'm a big Papa Pump fan.
Nice.
I like mixed, I like big guy stuff. I like the high flying stuff. So I try to do a little bit of everything.
All right, cool. So a lot of people are gonna say like this guy is like only been in the. How long have you been in the industry? Less than a year, right?
Yeah, since March.
So since March, and you're gonna have like your debut in New York City. Like a lot of people are gonna be like, why this guy? So tell us why you. Why should you be the guy that gets to fight, Jade George on October 22nd.
That's going to have to be proven in the ring. I'll show you guys on October 22nd why I'm the guy. As far as any words I can give you, it's not much. It's just, open up your eyes and open up your ears. Once I come after those curtains, it's on. It's going to be an epic show.
So, I have to ask, because all the pictures with, the guitar and stuff like that, like, I know you can't give anything away, but are you going to have, like, an eclectic entrance, like a different type of entrance?
Oh, my entrance is, you're going to think Metallica is opening up the show when I come out. It's going to be such a metal entrance. Everyone's going to be off their seats and headbanging and rocking out, ready to go.
All right, awesome. So what are your goals in 2KW Pro?
My goal is just to, just to be there and just to put on excellent matches and see where I can go from there. Mm-hmm. Rise to the top of the promotion and get the chance to wrestle every single person in the roster. That would be great.
So have you done your research on Jay George? He's kind of like a New York City like indie vet. He's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, I was watching a lot of the YouTube videos of him and seeing that he likes to use little puppies in the ring and stuff like that. A little weird.
So is there anything of him that you like in the ring? Do you like anything that he does in the ring?
Yeah, man. He moves well. I'm gonna have my hands full, but I got a good strategy. I know exactly how to take him out. I don't think there's anything I saw that was too unpredictable.
So he actually cut a promo on you today. That's on YouTube. Did you get a chance to watch it yet?
He did. I saw that. Yeah, he was, he told me he did the teardrop challenge when he was 6 years old. and he models himself after G. Gallin. think he means Gigi Allen. It's not so metal. It's more punk rock, I'd, you know, consider him. But, you know, if you know anything about Gigi Allen, you know, he eats feces out of diapers and, you know, stuff like that on stage. So if that's unpredictable, I don't know. I hope I don't run into any Gigi Allen-esque maneuvers on October 22nd.
All right, are there any, like, lessons in particular that, like, you feel like Seth Rollins taught you in training that have helped you get to this point faster than, like, pretty much anybody else? Because, like, less than a year in the industry, you're making your debut. So, like, if there was one thing that he kind of imparted to you that you took to heart to help you to get to this point, what would it be?
Always just follow your heart, man. Always do what you feel is the right thing to do. Don't let anyone tell you no. Or, you know, don't let anyone influence you in the wrong direction. Just follow your heart and be who you are.
All right. Why 2KW Pro? What made you want to make your pro debut with that promotion?
I got hooked up with AJ Orsini through a friend of mine. And once I met AJ, I thought he was a great guy. And I told him, you know, I'd love to come here and, you know, wrestle for you guys. It seems like a great place. All the people seem great, and it'll be a great landing spot for Ronnie Burton.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about what people can expect or the type of performer that you are? Just anything to kind of, like, give us a little bit more insight into who you are and what makes you special?
Well, I'd have to say everything about me makes me special. The performance I'm going to put on in the ring makes me special. The performance I'm going to put on outside of the ring makes me special. No one does what I do. You're not going to see what I bring to the table anywhere else, not anywhere else in the world. So it's going to be a great time. I don't want to give too much away, but it's going to be a very big highlight of the night.